Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, I don't know if you read the book by Dr. James Thompson.
I haven't.
Yeah, this book's called Fatherless, and it's a powerful book. And you think about of all the things that you could call this particular generation, I think you can call it fatherless.
For sure.
And our president, you know, President Barack Obama was a fatherless, grew up as a in a fatherless home. Mm-hmm. His father, his actual biological father was absent, and he had mentors, you know, different mentors. In his book, Dreams from My Father, or Of My Father or From My Father, which one that is, but he talks about going back to where his father was and trying to understand, you know, this man that he didn't know. And there's something that you have in your life when you talk to those that have grown up without having a father in their life or having a functional father, you know, just because there's somebody there. I mean, you also had a lazy boy chair and you had a stool, but it doesn't necessarily mean it served a purpose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're living absent of that person in your life. And if we wanted to have healthy fathers, you first have to have healthy sons. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's doing the best they can do. But in that, it creates this dysfunction sometimes about how we see God. And so, you know, Dr. Dobson, the one that's focused on the family, you know, for years, his ministry has really impacted so many people. And in this book, it's just a powerful read. You need to read it because it kind of explains today about what's taking place. You know, what's taking place is the loss of the value of life, that life has no value anymore. And it's also tied up with, you know, the love of money and power. And it carries you through this whole scene of seeing what's taking place from all the different dimensions of how this decision, because sometimes we're like one-sided in how we're looking at something and you can't really understand what's really going on unless, you know, you get from all these different perspectives, which God's perspective is the best, but he covers it. And it's just so amazing because you have a journalist in here, you have a son that, it's just struggling with his health. You have another son that wants to go get a college degree. You got a mother who is aging. You have a politician who's working on funding for a particular project. And then, but you also have some particular drug that they're giving people now at the end of life drug. So it was amazing. These things kind of come together. You start seeing why everything matters. Hmm. Because if you looked at this whole today, what's going on in this particular book about from one issue viewpoint, you're going to miss what's going on because it's all tied together. And it begins with the quality of life that some young man wants to end his life. And he's in the hospital and he wants to end his life. He feels like he's physically challenged. He's handicapped in some ways. He feels like he can't contribute anything to life. And he thinks the only way I can finally do something good for my mother, I'm going to end my life. And they were like giving him permission. And the mother's like, this can't happen.
Don't do this.
Don't do this thing. And he's like, I can finally do something that brings meaning. And society, as he writes about in this book, was creating that kind of atmosphere that, you know, the world would be better without you and that type of thing and burdens and that type of thing. And so to be able to do that, he had to have a particular drug to do that or something of that nature. And that was tied to like the FDA approval and some congressman and some journalist that was doing some background things and the mother, you know, suing over my son should not have the right to take his life. But all of a sudden it flashes to that a mother was aging and as all fathers and mothers do. And they no longer had nursing homes. They no longer had assisted living facilities.
Really?
You just go into this little place that looks like that, and then you just sign away your life. And when you sign into this thing, you're really signing away saying, you know, I agree to that. This is how I want my life to end. And they would give you this drug that was all tied into all that kind of stuff. And so you had this son. I'm probably messing the book up for you. We've got to hear this because today this is a book that talks about today, the value of life. You know, think how long that America said the value of children is not valuable. You can kill children. And now guess what? The very same people that went for years, you know, saying that my children are not valuable and you can kill them, now that is turning around saying the children are saying you're not valuable
and
we can end your life, right? And so this man is telling his mother, I mean, think about this. This man is telling his mother, he carries her to this particular place where she's hearing about all the things that they offer there, and she's kind of a little confused because of that time of her life. And her son, her grown son's going, listen, I want to go to college. And you know, you always want me to go to school. You know you want me to go to school. And so if you sign this paperwork right here, if you sign this thing, then I'll be able to go to school.
Wow.
And so she's thinking, you know, and you love your kid. And so you're going back and forth with these thoughts and stuff. And she's still trying to figure out, because just thinking about that just blows your mind. Because what the son was really saying, if you'll just go ahead and die already, I can take your money and I can have a successful life.
Wow.
And that's where we are today. If you really think that the way the adversary is carrying this planet and the way things are happening in darkness in a country like China, for example, that has a one-child policy, which means every other child gets killed, that we're embracing these kind of mindsets, that the value of life is you're seeing life taken at a drop of a hat. You're seeing people treated like trash and treated like nothing. And that's going to be manifesting, and it is manifesting already. And then you have this healthcare, you know, government healthcare coming in to begin to manage care, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act and that type of thing. And I really believe that we should take care of our folks, but I don't necessarily think the government should be over it. Because look, you know, China, the government's over it. And in China, they say, this is how many children you can have. Mm-hmm. If you have any more than that, you got to kill the child. You know, we're not going to cover it. And they just tell you how your life's going to be. Well, look at end of life issues. They've talked about death panels. Talked about, and people that, if you base your decisions off money instead of the value of life, life has no value.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has a value doesn't have a value because you're thinking money first.
But it only has a value if that life can produce economically. But once that life can no longer produce economically under that mindset, then it's no longer valuable.
Yeah, and that reminds me of Agenda 21, where a particular book that they were, that was Agenda 21, maybe it was some different book. But that you generated, the concept was that we'll give you protein, but you got to actually generate so much electricity on this treadmill.
Yeah,
type
I believe
thing.
That was Agenda 21. Oh, Agenda 21 yeah.
yeah. And this is, if you look at history, I mean, don't look at this little flash 230 years, you know, even less than that, because there was people walking on the treadmill for America, for a season of America, you know, making, you know, America economically prosperous on the back of people who America chose not to pay or give value to or give citizenship to until later on. So, but imagine that's you, and you had people walking on the treadmill of cotton, you know, producing an energy that took the cotton market over in the world. It was happening all around the place, but America was involved in that. And you go further back, and you have, you know, around, you know, Queen Elizabeth and all those different, those times, people lived like peasants. You barely made it through. Yeah. You barely, you know, eked through, you know, life. It was so difficult. And, you know, sad to say, when you think about, you know, King's College, the president of King's College.
Dinesh D'Souza.
He talks about one of the goals is to take the world back to like 14, 16 or something like that, you know, prior to, you know, to the Sunni or Shiite view, whichever one is view of the world, and that, you know, this modern technology. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to look at Islam, or not Islam, but Muslim Brotherhood 101. It's going to explain how this difference between Sunni and Shiite and these battles that are going on today. And the goal is to be able to take us back to a particular point in time where the life's value, the value of people, is really not that valuable anymore.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.